Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwuss, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Litra Zav Yeshli Biyatcha, I have a litra of gold by you. Litra is a kind of a weight, it's a measure. It's like someone who would say, I have an ounce of gold by you, I have a pound of gold by you. I have a litra of gold by you. Shimon answers, what? Ein lecha biyadi el a litra kesev. You have a litra of silver by me. Potter. Admitting that he owes silver is not considered admitting to part of the claim for gold. If he would have said, I owe you a certain amount of gold, not a whole litra of gold, that would have made him a moed b'miksas. He would have to swear on the rest. But he asks for gold, and he tells him he has a little bit of silver. That's like him asking for wheat, and he says, but I have a little bit of barley. Now, if he says, dinner zov yeshli biyatra, I have a gold dinner by you. A dinner is a coin. A gold dinner is worth 25 silver dinners. And how does this person respond to the charge? What? You have a gold dinner by me? No, that's not true. Ein lecha biyadi el a dinner kesef? You only have a silver dinner? Utrisis? Or a trisis? Upinyan or a pinyan? A pruta or a pruta by me? These are all different kinds of coins that obviously are worth a lot less than a silver dinner. So chayef, now he has to swear on the rest. Why? Shahakol min matbeya echad. It's all coins. So what we're saying over here is, look, Reuven claims you owe me a coin, which is worth a lot of money, and he answers, I owe you coins that are worth less money. But it's coins for coins. Here it is a moed b'miksas. That's what the Mishnah means now, with the word shahakol min matbeya echad. Even though it's different types of matbeyas, but this is within the category of matbeyas. It's not like the case where he asks for his wheat back, and the man says, I have a little bit of barley. Or he asks for just a block of gold, and he says, no, I only have silver. Those are two separate things. But different types of matbeyas is in the category of matbeyas. Says the Mishnah Vayter, kar tua yeshli biyatcha. Reuven says to Shimon, a kar of grain of mine, you know is by you. Kar is a large kind of a measure. It's equal to 30 saw. How much is 30 saw? Well, it takes mem saw to fill up a mikvah, so you can use your imagination. He answers, Ein lecha biyadi el a lesach kitnis. A lesach is a half a kor. But he says, I don't have a kor of tfua, I have a half a kor of kitnis, of beans. Potter is potter. Because he says, you owe me tfua, and the man answers, I owe you a little bit of beans. So tfua is one thing, and beans is something else. He's not a moed b'miksas on the tfua. But if he says, kar peiris yeshli biyatcha, if he says a kar of produce of mine is by you, and the man answers, ein lecha biyadi el a lesach kitnis, what I have to give you back, what you have by me is a half a kar of beans, chayv he is chayv. Why? Shakitnis b'chlal peiris. Even though when we say peiris, we're talking about apples and oranges and bananas, but lemaisa, in the lashon of the Mishnah, peiris include all category of produce. And memela, beans are included. So in the first case, he said, kar tua. Tua is grain. He's asking for grain, and the man is answering, I have some beans. Those are two separate things. But if he's asking for pay rice, that includes beans. So by saying, I have some beans, he is a moed b'miksas. So Dr. Mishnah Vayter, Tanai Chiten, Reuven claims that the person owes him a certain amount of wheat, and the person admits to him that he owes a certain amount of barley, potter. Wheat and barley are different kinds of grain. Now the Chiddush is, even though they're both in the category of grain, he didn't say you owe me tfua, which would have included all types of grain. He said specifically you owe me wheat, and the man answered him barley. But I'm gomil machayev. Not only in this case, but even in the earlier cases. He asks for gold, the man tells him I owe you a little bit of silver. He asks for grain, the man says I owe you a little bit of beans. According to Rabbi Gomliel, whenever a person admits that he owes something, he has to swear about the rest, even if it's not the same thing, even though what he's admitting to is not exactly what the person is asking for. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Toyin lechaveri bekadei Shemen. This person says, Reuven goes to Shemen, you owe me jugs of oil. Let's say he says, you owe me 10 jugs of oil. V'hoidelei bekankana. Shimon says, oil? I don't owe you any oil. I owe you 10 empty jugs. Admon oimer, Admon says, well, he admitted to a little bit. Hoyle v'hoideloi miktsas v'minataina. Hoyle, since v'hoideloi, he admitted to Reuven, miktsas a little bit v'minataina. After all, he said 10 jugs of oil, and he does admit that he owes the jugs. So Yeshava, he has to swear about everything. According to Admon, he looks at it like, what would the halacha be if Reuven said, you owe me chitin and sa'irin? and the man was moed in regard to Soira. So he would be a moed b'miksas. If in the person's claim, he said, you owe me two things, and the man said, I owe you one of the things, so he's a moed b'miksas on everything. He has to swear about whatever he's charged that you owe. The Chachamim disagree with Admon, v'chachamim ha'imrim ein ha'ida mimin ha'taina. According to the Chachamim, when someone tainas that he's owed two things, he's making two separate claims. So when the other person admits that he owes one of them, he's not admitting to a little bit, he's admitting to one claim and totally denying the other. He's not a moed b'miksas. The Chachamim say, look, he's saying 10 jugs of oil. So he's claiming for jugs and he's claiming for oil. On the jugs, the man is completely moided that he owes it to him. And on the oil, he's completely denying it. Omar Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, Royanis Divri Adman. I see the words of Adman as being the right psak. Wait a second. You just told me Rabban Gamliel holds that if I say you owe me wheat and you answer you owe a little bit of soirim, or if I say you owe me gold and he answers I owe you silver, you're still chayiv. Rabban Gamliel holds even if you're moida on something that the person didn't claim, you're chayiv. So what do you mean you agree with Admon? That by saying he owes him the jugs, he has to pay for the oil also. It has nothing to do with Admon. Admon claims that it's part of the same taina. He said jugs of oil, he's admitting to part of it. But according to you, even if it wasn't part of the same taina. So it's explained that Enochanami, Rabbi Gamliel says, according to me, it wouldn't be a difference. No nafkamina. Even if they were two separate things, the admission doesn't have to be on something that he claimed. But Rabbi Gamliel means to say, even according to the Shita, that the Moed B'miksas has to be on the same thing that was claimed, I still agree with Admon in this case. It's not two separate things. He's asking for jugs and he's asking for oil. He's asking for jugs of oil. It's one thing. And he admits to the jugs. So he's a full Moed B'miksas on the thing that was claimed. Zokta Mishnah Vayter. Now first let's be Magdim. But if I come to you and I say, you owe me land, we're going to soon see in Mishnah Hey, there's a Shemizbarach. There's no Shvua on land. Shvua is only on Metaltala. So here's the problem. We're going to have three cases of where the claim kind of takes into account both land and Kalim. For example, Tanu Kalim Mekarkois. He claimed, Reuven says, you owe me Kalim and you owe me Karka. V'hoide v'Kalim, and the other person, Shimon, admitted that he owed the Kalim, the utensils. But v'kafir b'karkois, he denied the land. Or b'karkois, he admitted that he owes the land, but v'kafir b'kalim, he denies owing the kalim. Patu doesn't have to swear about the part that he's denying. Because whenever you're either admitting or denying something about land, there's no shvua. And this is even according to Admon and Rabban Gamliel. Vayter says the Mishnah. Second case. Hoide b'miksas ha'karkois. Reuven says you owe me Kalim and Karka, utensils and land, and Shimon admits that he owes part of the land and denies owing the rest of it as well. In other words, I don't know you the rest of the land, I only owe part of the land, and I definitely don't owe you any Kalim. Part two doesn't have to swear, because the claim and the Haida and the admission were both about land. Vayter Zokta Mishnah, here's the third case. B'miktsas ha-Kalim. Reuven says you owe me Kalim and land. And Shimon says, I do owe you some of the Kalim, but not all the Kalim you say owe you, and I don't owe you any land. In this case, Chayiv, he has to swear, now listen to this, he has to swear both about the Kalim and the land. Now I understand he swears about the Kalim because he admits owing some of the Kalim, but why suddenly does he have to swear about the land? You're telling me till now, no shvu when it comes to land. And the answer is, there's a din called Gilgul Shvua. Sometimes when you're chayiv shvua on one thing, it automatically rolls in another shvua that normally you wouldn't be chayiv on. For example, shanachasim she'ein lahem achrayis. Nachasim she'ein lahem achrayis means movable objects. In this case, the kalim. Zoikikin, it schleps in, goyderin, that's how the batanur attaches it. Es anachasim she'yesh lahem achrayis. Nachasim she'yesh lahem achrayis means karka, means land. Lishava, land, that you have to swear on the land also. So it's true, there's no shvua about land itself. But once a person has to swear about the kalim, we connect a new shvua, and he has to swear about the land also. Now, if I sell you land, and then it turns out I really owed someone money, sometimes the person that I owe the money to can take that land back. Then you have to come to me to get a refund on the land. That's why karka is called nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayis. There's no such din by movable objects. Therefore, movable objects are called nechasim she'ein lemachrais. Okay, let's chazer over this very intricate Mishnah. The Mishnah started by telling us that Reuven says to Shimon, I have a liter of gold by you. That's a certain kind of measurement. He answers, you only have a liter of kesef. He's potter. But if Reuven says you have a dinar zav, a gold coin by me, and he answers, I have other types of coins, but not a gold coin, he is chayiv. In the first case, the claim is for gold and he admits silver, two separate things. In this case, we say, look, the claim was for one kind of coin, you admit a different kind of coin, but lamaisa, it's all within coins. He is called a moida b'miktsas. For that matter, if the person says, you owe me a kar of tfua, I have a kar of tfua laying by you, kar is a measurement, the man answers, no, it's only half a kar, and it's not tfua, it's not grain, it's beans, he's potter. But if the claim is peiros yeshli biyadcha, the man answers, I don't have a kor of peiros, but I have a half a kor of beans, and he is chayv, because the term peiros includes beans. Reuven says, you owe me wheat. Shimon says, I owe you a little bit of barley, he's potter. But Ram Gamliel says that he is chayv. According to Ram Gamliel, not only in this case, but in all these previous cases, like the gold and the silver, if you admit to anything, even if it's not to what the person says you owed, you still have to swear about what the person says. Then we had a case of, someone claims to someone else, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 10 jugs of oil. Shimon answers, I owe you 10 jugs, but with no oil. Admon says, okay, he's a moida b'miktsas. That's because Admon holds that if you say to someone, you owe me two things, and he admits to one of them, that's called moida b'miktsas. The Chachamim say, no, if you say to someone, you owe me two things, and he admits to one of them, so it's like, on one, he completely admits, and on the other, he completely denies. There's no moida b'miktsas. There's not something that he's admitting to partially. And therefore, there's no shvuah. Mishnah told us Rabbi Gamliel would agree with Admon. Then we had a case of where Reuven says, you owe me kalim and karka. He's moida about the kalim, denies the karka. Or he admits about the karka and denies the kalim. There is no shvuah. If he says, what, kalim and karka? No, I only owe you a little bit of karka. There's no shvuah. But if when Reuven says, you owe me kalim and karka, and he admits to owe a little bit of the kalim, so now he's a moida b'miktsas on the kalim. So once he has to swear about the kalim, through a halacha called Gilgul Shvuah, he also has to swear about the karka.